Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another weekend with Coffee Tea with me. This weekend we're doing a BYOQ. We were hoping to have a lot of new folks here today, and we're going to give them an opportunity to ask them pressing questions and questions that most every one of you know the answer to. Since most every one of you, except one or two of you, have been here for a while. Now, we have had a tremendous amount of increase in the amount of pages read and a small increase in attendance. So at least those who are coming are reading a whole bunch. 970, good morning. Who's that?
Denise, good morning. Hello?
Right. Good morning. Yes, good morning. Okay, so let's go back to Karen the librarian. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, good morning, good buddy. I guess you got my message.
Yes, sir, I did. Good morning.
I was out running an errand for the both of us today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went out and got a bunch of stuff.
And okay, that's good.
We'll start my insanity in the morning tomorrow. But I'm glad you're here. I hope Karen jumps in because I know she wanted to talk to you. And I'm sure Karen the librarian would love to talk to you. So, since, let's see, if you're relatively new, I'd like you to hit star 5 now. If you're relatively new, I'd like you to hit star 5 now. Like Diane, I think you're pretty new. So get your hand up, young lady. Okay, Karen, you're new, okay? Denise, you're fairly new. Let's get your hand up, too.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Reluctantly, okay. Sorry to say you're not in the 95-cent club, percent club, and ready to leave, but it ain't the way it is at the moment. So come on now. Learn to hit star 5. There are going to be times when you want to ask questions. And you've got to get this part of the website. There you go. All right. So since you got it, we're going to start with you. And either I or someone who jams their hand up is going to get to answer. Okay? Because we want to have a lot of interaction here as much as okay. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. When they come from the desert, you know it's a hot topic. Good morning. Catherine of the Desert.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, you're
good morning.
Here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You'll be here because I'm sure you'll have a couple of questions for me. But we have three hands up first. So let's head to Denise. Good morning, Denise, and what is your question?
Well, it has to do with the lemonade, and I asked you about it, but how you had said take it before
all right, hold
silver.
On. Hold on. I'm going to mute everyone so we really get a good, real good call. Pete, I'm unmuting you because I know there's no noise coming out of there. And 970, I'm unmuting you. Hang on a second. I want to welcome Anonymous, is that you, Freddie, or is that Anonymous, no speaky?
No, it's not no speaky. No, it's me. Morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. All right.
Morning.
She must have been out sunbathing in the backyard. All right, so 970. Okay, go ahead. You were going to ask a question about the lemonade cleanse.
Yes. And how long before the silver and the WPS should that be taken? Because it mostly hits me in the evening, just about the time I'm thinking about taking the silver. So I have to make now a conscious effort to realize what time it is. But my question is, how long before the silver should I take the lemonade?
Okay, in my opinion, the lemonade cleanse, okay?
Yes.
I would probably drink it before the silver, okay? And then there's still a certain amount of time before you're ever going to take the WPS. So it shouldn't really be a concern.
Okay, so just any time before the silver, not right before.
Yeah, just look, if you know it's going to happen, get prepared. Maybe you can shut them down before they get started.
Okay, yep, that's a good thought, yes. Okay, thank you.
I use the lemonade cleanse because for almost 4 years I couldn't leave my house. Because I couldn't control the biting and the stinging and the itching. I just couldn't.
Whoa.
Okay, but when I got the lemonade cleanse, it was like a gift from the Lord for me, because for me it worked incredibly. I mean, it just sent them somewhere where they, you know, were hiding from this thing that I created.
Yeah.
So,
well, it works.
Different, but again, if you're gonna use the lemonade cleanse to control them. So as long as it's before the silver and a good hour or so away from the WPS, I think that's fine.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And if you wake up in the middle of the night and they're driving you crazy, go get your lemonade.
Okay. You can give
them another dose. If you're not killing them, they're going to try to kill you. So the more off you can be and tolerate, the better off you are.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. That's why we're here today. All right, so the second person who had their hand up was Karen the librarian. So go ahead, we're going to unmute Karen. Karen, hello.
Yeah, I have myself muted. Let's see, question. Oh, I think I heard you say Peter is there today.
You know it.
Okay. I have a sort of 5G prevention or whatever mitigation question, because even though I know he's going to come in a week or two, I read somewhere and several years ago too that there's like a fabric type thing that you can use for like curtains that will either block or mitigate the 5G.
Okay, well, I'll answer what he knows, but I'll tell you what I know. My Bible teacher, Nelson, brought me something that was the size of a washcloth that was made out of a fabric that's supposed to, I don't know, be as a filter. But I want out of 5G altogether. And where I'm moving, there is no 5G, or I wouldn't have gone there.
Right.
So, Peter, you're not muted, Pete. What do you have to say? You know about a fabric?
Yeah. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good, Peter. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah. It's good to be here, Mel. I'm still in the midst of trying to do some research to prepare for joining Robert Scott Bell next week. There are some things that I do, but I'm not really familiar with any particular fabrics. I'm always a little leery about all these new fabrics because, just like a new home, they'll leach, you know, your cupboards and your blinds and your carpet and everything in a new construction will leach benzene and other types of toxic chemicals. So, Mel, when you move, make sure you air it out real good and run an ozone generator for a couple hours before you move into your new place if you have one. So really, I'm still in the midst of trying to figure out, you know, the poor man's protocol for these 5G issues. But I do not know of any fabrics at this point. Yeah, sorry, Karen. I would be very careful with those types of technologies because, you know, like the new clothes that have built-in things to mitigate for underarm deodorant and things. With our skin issues and how sensitive... I don't know if those are a good idea, but I'll let you know. I'll look into it.
Okay, because I had maybe read about it even maybe like 5 years ago, and then I found it again, I don't know, maybe a month ago. So can I ask another question?
No. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Right, Karen, maybe you could, whatever you have, maybe you could email it to Mel. and he can forward it to me at my work site, and I'll take a look at it for you. I'd be interested in what you've discovered.
Okay. Yeah, and I found one YouTube about a guy that was a naysayer on the, I think it's the, is it Q or Key Technologies? But
yeah.
He didn't back up. He didn't have anything to back it up with. Like, he was just a real naysayer, and so.
Well,
anyway,
the QI tools that are out there are actually come from Synergy Science, and that is the company that Robert Scott Bell has mentioned in the past. That actually he's seen a double blind study that proves that that's the only study he's seen that their products are effective. So that's important to vet a company and make sure that you're getting what they say. So yeah, anything you have, just send the mail. I'll be happy to look at it, Karen. Bless your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Being a librarian, I love to look stuff up. It's sort of a DNA problem, or I blame God for it.
wait a minute, you. That's way too late. Okay? And you know, research is good. But you look, the more you have to learn to discern. Okay, that's the problem.
I'm a librarian. I'm a librarian. I have those skills.
Okay. I believe you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. She wants to be done now. All right. She's done. 386. 386. Is that Diane? Oh, wait a minute. Come in 386.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm new
to
this
program.
Yes. First of all, I would like to tell you that I do know of that fabric, and I will call my girlfriend for Karen, and I will send you the information about the fabric. I actually used to put it over my power box where the power comes into the house. And also, you can put screen over your roof, and that will help reflect the waves from neighbors. Anyway, I hope that helps you, Karen. I will get in touch with my friend, and I will send the information to Mel. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right.
Okay, God bless you. My question is, could you explain to me about the gnat? Does anybody else have the gnat problem?
Gnat problem? You mean bug? Just
yes.
Yeah, they're attracted to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well.
I wasn't sure if they were attracted, if they come from outside or if they're in my head. Or
they're coming
because I'm
attracted to you because part of the parasitic component of all toxic diseases is it is able to, in a sense, communicate with other species. It's like bugs can talk to bugs and people can talk to people. And if, unfortunately, and I know my friend is rolling over here, but if you have a parasitic component in you, other bugs are going to be attracted to you. It'll go away when you get all better. And you'll wonder, how was that possible? It's just the way it is. It always gets better, including the environment that you live in. All of a sudden, it cleans itself up because you're not spewing things anymore. Other things aren't being attracted and coming into the environment. So it's a matter of patience and belief and confidence and you know, just studying what you can. If you put bugs attracted or stuff like that, you'll find in a search engine a lot of stories. I mean, we know, when I say we, Pete and I remember a guy who had a website who he used to talk about when he went into the conference room, he'd get upset because when the other members of the company would sit around, they would all, you know, itch and scratch, and there would be bugs flying around and stuff. But when he got all better, there was nothing like that anymore. And we've heard so many stories about are they coming out of me? Are they coming into me? And they were just attracted to you because there's something about you that, you know, they think is familiar. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
and
good.
I appreciate you telling me that.
It gets better when you get well. It'll just go away, and you'll just, it's like a lot of people want to look back and think it was a bad dream. For me, removed all these years, it was worse than being run over by a drunk.
Hey, Mel, could I make a comment for your caller?
If you don't beat me up about the bugs.
Oh, no. And who is this again? I'm sorry, I missed your first name.
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
A couple things I just wanted to mention to you, Diane. First of all, you know, with the fungal overloads, fungal gnats, which are tiny, we have them here in California, they'll come out at certain three or four times of the year, and usually after a rain. So look to see them after a rain, and I have to be real careful coming into my out of my front door. But the other thing I noticed, that was one of the mysteries that Mel and I, when we were sick, would hear from a lot of people. And I even experienced it myself a time or two where they would just arrive in front of me in the mirror in the bathroom or in the kitchen. And for the life of me, you know, one has to say, well, you know, where is this coming from? And of course, one has to find a way to realize they're not coming out of us, which they're. Sometimes, I guess, when we get people that are extremely, extremely sick with this and have lesions, that can be the case. But I found what's interesting, Mel, is I found they were coming out of, you know, the overflow in your bathroom sink that you never really use unless your sink overflows because it's at the top. I, you know me, I had to figure it out. So I had to be sure they weren't coming out of me because I knew so. So I actually saw one then exit out of that overflow. And I came to understand that they get down in the sinks. They'll get down in your kitchen where your disposal is, trying to get to things, and then they'll come in, and then they'll come in on fruit. Now, the only other thing other than that is as a social worker at a frail elderly community, retirement community, my residents will come into my office, and I have seen them itch, like you mentioned, Mel. And again, that was another thing that challenged me because some residents would come in and start itching their face and their nose, and others would not. So I looked into the assessments that I do on my residents, and I particularly focused on those that were itching in my office, and I found one very interesting component in their assessments. They all had thyroid disease. So I don't think so much it's us that's doing it. I think certain environments or maybe certain times of the day when their thyroid is acting up or downregulating, they may go ahead and do that. We may be a trigger, but the thing is it doesn't happen with everyone, and I think that solved that mystery. People that itch probably are dealing with thyroid disorders or in the midst of having a thyroid disorder arrive. So anyway,
so
I hope that helps.
Deficiency, immune deficiency?
That would be correct, yes. Well, yes, and a metabolic flux, so to speak, to where sometimes at certain points of the day. But I don't know why that the thyroid disorder would cause people to itch around our presence. I just thought that was a theme across those people that I could differentiate out that were itching in my office. And I found that compelling to see that they all had thyroid disorders. So I don't know what that means, but I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys.
We got to get them on thymic. Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And again, it's like families where some people are ill and other people aren't. Your immune system is good. You don't get sick. Your immune system is compromised. For a multitude of other reasons, you become a candidate for toxic disease.
That would be the conclusion I would draw in this case. Something to do with thyroid.
It's a different way of looking at it. Me, I just say you got a compromised immune system, or you would have no reaction. The good news is the immune system isn't compromised so bad that they're going to pick it up. No, but I would recommend, do you try to get those people on thymic? So no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I try that regularly, but they're so habituated to seeing their PCPs that it's a constant challenge to get them to view their health outside of what meds they're prescribed. If they get 15 minutes and a prescription, and And then I fight with him whenever I can to try and take him another direction. So I would, you know, last thing, Mel, is I would have your callers look at their sinks when it's certain times of the year. Find the seasonal times that those gnats are out. And a lot of times they'll come out after a rain when the ground cracks open. And then just spray down your sinks, you know, and pay attention to your fruit coming in, that you don't bring them in there. So there you go.
Okay, well,
Thank you very much,
Peter. Every month, I cut a lemon up, and I put it in the sink, you know, in the kitchen, in the grinder. What do you call that thing? Compactor?
Disposal?
Yeah, the disposal. But now in the bathroom, in that little hole that you're talking about, near the top of the sink at the back, away from the faucet?
Yes.
Since I brush my teeth with WPS, use a water pick with WPS, use an electric toothbrush with WPS,
mm-hmm.
about every 2 weeks I spray that hole with WPS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I haven't seen any.
They'll get down in there. They'll get down in there and reproduce because it's there's
dark.
Some moisture, but it's a dry area. So
yeah, dark and moist. All right, we got another
yeah.
answer. So here we go. Thanks, Pete. All right, come on in, Carrie and Joe. Carrie Ann and Joe, what do you know?
Good morning, everyone. And afternoon. Just a couple questions. I might have missed the first one. If you could reiterate that first question, Mel, you addressed had to do with a lemon cleanse. What is this? I completely missed this. Is there a specific lemon cleanse, or what were we talking
lemonade
about there?
Lemonade cleanse. A non-scientific remedy created by me, trying to learn how to better control the bugs in the height of their craziness.
Okay.
So lemonade cleanse in the search engine, and you'll read at least half a dozen articles in different topics and such, plus all the formulas. Also can be found with pictures and the formula in the recipes, but I don't know when.
Okay.
No,
so
it's
I'll
in,
put that one.
But you can also use that search engine.
Okay, great.
Now,
and then,
next question.
Just a couple more. Mel, I had written this down a couple weeks ago when we were joining the call. You heard Carrie with a couple violent sneezes, and you said, believe it or not, that's a good thing. Is that relating to her immune system starting to improve, and she's starting to get those symptoms, like a flu-like symptom or a cold, or is that completely different?
No, that's what I was referring to, that right at an early stage.
Okay, great. And then, sorry, there's a big flyby going over our house right now for 4th of July. Sorry about that. Peter, it was this one's for Peter with what he just talked about there with something, the trend he noticed with his patients. It's interesting you say that, Peter, because my wife, Carrie, just got lab results in, and she needs to go back in a month because she actually has high levels of the TSH, or her high thyroid levels, which I think means it's underproducing or underactive. So it was interesting you said that right there, that you saw a trend with your patients had thyroid disorder, so I just thought I'd follow up with that.
Yeah, and the thing that we must be mindful of, particularly older women, is xenoestrogens, phthalates, and things in the environment that actually clog the receptors up on the cells for estrogen, so the estrogen can't get in, and it becomes a real problem. So one of the things that we have, Joe, with our disease is the thyroid will get downregulated. It's an autoimmune response. Let's say you have leaky gut, which many of us do, and what's called a macrocyte molecule of food gets through the cheesecloth in the gut, and the immune system on the other side says, whoa, that doesn't belong. We can't do anything with that. It will fire up a mechanism that makes antibodies, which are bullets, so to speak, against that. And then oftentimes the protein structure in that, the peptide structure, there might be 33 amino acids in that particular food. I'm not going to name them all off, let's see, but let's say it's A, B, C, D, and then those antibodies or bullets will cruise through the blood looking for that. And what will happen is as it passes by the thyroid may have a protein structure that looks similar to that food, and so it will attack the thyroid. That's autoimmune disorders. That's basically our immune system trying to protect ourselves, but the thyroid is often a target for autoimmune responses that are based on food sensitivities and leaky gut. So again, you know, if we look at testing, I think John has a 94 food sensitivity test. We can determine where our food sensitivities are, where that leaky gut is letting particular foods get through that's causing the antibodies to be made in our system that then is attacking parts of our organs and other parts of our system that look similar. So, the thyroid being down-regulated or affected is a big part of Morgellons. And the thyroid is, imagine the thermostat in your house. It's the master metabolic gland that controls temperature, which is why we feel a flux in our temperature when we're sick, and metabolism. Metabolism, simply stated, is the total energy of every cell in your body. And all of our cells are sick with this. So the thyroid is trying to figure it all out and will often downregulate or upregulate or flux, which will cause temperature issues and all kinds of other things. So, but I would say that the fact that your wife is sneezing in agreement with Mel is a very, very good thing, because those antibodies, that the system can only handle a limited amount of insults, and we're under an unlimited amount of insults from the environment. So with Morgellons infections being so severe, the immune system is so targeting those that a lot of the other things it has to just set aside and put on hold. Then when we get the infections down and start to get, endocrine balance back and adrenal suppression reversed, we will see all of a sudden the immune system is able to target those particular infections, those co-infections that have dumped in and creating part of the problem, and then it'll start to address them. And a sneeze is one of the ways that process takes place. So I see that as a very good thing. I can remember the first time I sneezed, I used to sneeze every morning when I was sick. I didn't. When the sneezing came back, I was thrilled. So it's a very good sign. It means I would be very encouraged by it. It means you're succeeding in my
opinion. All right, I'll jump in here real quick. Anytime anyone's ever talked to me about thyroid and the results of tests, I have always, always coordinated a meeting with John. I mean, that is one of John's fields of expertise and understanding what to do based on the conversation that you have with him. So I'd like you to send me a request for a call with him, and at that time you can also ask him about the food test that Peter mentioned. Okay?
Great, thank you, guys.
Okay, do you have another question real quick?
No, that was it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the lady who calls me every morning at 6:05, just to make sure I got up on time, joined the call. Is that you, Lee?
It is. Right.
All right.
On.
Karen, the librarian, is on the call. Do you have something you want to say to Karen, the librarian?
Yes, I do. Hi, Karen. I've heard your voice and your good input on several of these calls, and I'm wondering if you could help me out or give me some assistance or some input in this journey that I'm taking. You have such rave reviews, and Mel even said if we would be together, it'd be like a marriage made in heaven. So, anyway. What do you think?
I would be delighted. Delighted, yes.
Oh great.
Yes, for sure. Do you live in the UP? You're in Michigan, I understand.
No, I live in Wisconsin.
Oh, just as good. Okay, just across the border. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm about...
All right, girls,
I'll
give you both information of each other at the end of this call.
Wonderful. Good,
Lee,
good, good.
Lee,
okay.
As advertised?
Yeah.
All right. So you hang in at the call, girl. I'll let you exchange information.
Okay.
All righty. So now we go into a rotation of those who are here so that everyone has chances to ask questions. All right, so we go back to Well, how about the star of the month? Karen, the librarian, come in.
Okay. Actually, I didn't write down questions, but let me think. No, I'll pass because I can't think that fast.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought we were going to have a barbecue once you said, let me think.
You're not gonna barbecue my brains. I need them. I get paid for my brains.
Yes, sure, I know.
Next person.
All right. Diane, another question?
Hi, thank you. And this is a wonderful forum. Thank you so much, Mel, for holding it. I would like to ask about the ringing in my head.
Oh, boy. The ringing in the head, you know, that's not a symptom that I really have had, but unfortunately I have heard about it from others. The only suggestion I might have is, do you have sovereign silver?
Yes.
Do you have an eyedropper?
Yes.
You might try one or two drops in each ear unless you have a tendency to get vertigo.
Okay.
You might see if that will help, because many times, and to today, I take the silver in my eyes and in my nose every day, and then I have a swig. Okay, as just preventative. I don't want to be sick anymore, ever. I had enough in my life of sickness. And so I do a lot of stuff that, you know, most of those or a certain percentage of the people who get well here stick to. And I can't put it in my ears because, unfortunately, I do get vertigo. So I have to be careful in that respect. But I haven't. Hey, Pete, what do you know about, ringing in the ears a little?
Yeah. First of all, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, Mel. Vertigo and it's called tinnitus, ringing in the ears. They often go hand in hand. Hi, Diane. That's a great question. I believe there's a couple things causing it. It happens to me still to this day. At certain times on the weekends, usually around 7 or 8 o'clock on a Saturday, for example, or on a Friday, and it almost feels like it's during that time when people are firing up their devices to work out what they're going to do that night, and then it'll last for about an hour and go away. The cochlear is that little seashell-like bone that's at the inside canal of the ear, sits up against the skull, and it has fluid mm-hmm. that goes through it. And that fluid, I believe, can be affected by biofilm, and it may shut down the natural flow of that fluid in there, and that could be causing it. So I would say microwave radiation, biofilm building in the cochlear of the ear. And the third thing I would look to, there's a disease called Meniere's disease, M-E-N-I-E-R-S-E-S, Meniere's disease, which will cause that. And there are ways, pharmaceuticals, if you're use them cautiously, that might help you with that. I just, it went away over time, but it still comes whenever I'm fully persuaded it's when the EMF is firing up in this area that I experience it. So anyway, hope that helps.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Mel.
You're welcome.
All right. Oh, yes, of course. Well, you're going to have to just wait a minute, young lady. All right. Rockin' Robin, anything you want to ask or say?
No, and I don't have any questions right now. I'm just listening.
Okie dokie. All right, welcome, Scotland, and what do you got to say for yourself?
Hi, yes. I was going to say about the 5G, about some shielding things. I think that it could be a bit risky, some of them, that they have some metals in them, because I was having a look at some of the shielding blankets and things and shielding mats. Now, I think that they had, off the top of my head, I think they had copper in them. And I thought, whoa, well, since a lot of people in our community have heavy metal toxicity, The quite probably, I wouldn't take the risk of getting any shielding things that would have any metals. I'm wondering if anyone else has any ideas on that. Hello?
Looks like we lost Mel. Mel, are you there? This is Peter.
No, you didn't lose.
Not well.
Chrissy talked, but you had to make lunch. That was a joke, kids. All right, forget about it. I went to the kitchen to get another cup of coffee. All righty.
Were you able to hear her question, Mel?
Yeah.
Were you able to hear Chrissy's comments? I just was curious if you heard her comments.
Only part of them. But it's recorded. Since I'm going to put the recording up, I would hear the whole call again.
She was asking if any of your callers, first of all, hi, Chrissy, this is Peter. How are you,
hi,
sweetheart?
Hi,
so
Peter.
Good to hear Mel,
thank
she
you.
Sounds awful healthy. I know the struggles you've had, Chrissy, and what a warrior you are, and I'm so glad that you're here and sound as good as you do. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I've just got one of these big bubbly voices, even if, you know, my voice could sound like that, even if my body's half dead, you know, but, you know, I'm better than I was, and, you know, we're all warriors here, aren't we? We just do the best that we can, and we put one foot in front of the other, and, you know, but it's fantastic to have all the knowledge that we've got and the forum and the community. And it's also fantastic to have the medicine to help. And it's really good to be able to help each other, you know. And how are you keeping, Peter? Are you doing well?
Oh, you know, I made a comment last week to Mel. it ought to be criminal to feel as good as I do at my age. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I'm under a lot of stress and a lot of frustration with this coronavirus situation. I don't agree with it entirely, but that's another subject. Mel, she was asking about, she said she's doing some research into, well, go ahead, Chrissy, just go ahead and tell him what you asked real quick, because I think that's important. I'm very leery of fabrics and things.
You mean copper and the metals?
Yes. I'd looked into it and I'd seen that grounding mats, I'm pretty sure off the top of my head it was copper, and I just had alarm bells and I thought, you know, because they were talking about, you know, earthing yourself, you know, because of like 5G, and, you know, obviously you'd be taking your shoes and socks off and you'd be like earthing yourself on this earthing mat, this grounding mat, but it had copper. So I just thought, you know, I don't think we want to be around something that's got copper or different metals in it. But, you know, I wouldn't take a risk because of the heavy metal toxicity that I think that a lot of us have got. And I know that people with candida issues, and the reason that they have like chronic candida is generally because there are underlying heavy metal toxicity issues in their body. And that is why the antifungals often aren't getting to the bottom of it, because they need to deal with the heavy metal and stuff like that. And I know that a lot of us have the candida issues as well. So I thought, maybe not the metals would probably not be a good idea, but I don't know if anybody.
The only thing I've ever asked you guys to stand on is the rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I mean, everything is going to be new, and they're not going to have enough tests to know who's telling us the truth. We're going to have, when we hear about stuff, we're going to have to think, discuss it amongst our peers, okay, and try to get as much information as possible. That's why when next week we have Robert Scott Bell and Peter together, I think it's going to be great because, you know, I said this before, you know, Robert has a fortune in life to have much more in the way of financial than most of us. So he has great ideas, but we can't afford them. And Peter's going to hopefully bring some ideas that are going to be almost as good for a lot less money. You know, when I was sick, I told you guys, I never had a diet section or anything even remotely close to it. Okay? But Peter was the beginning of the diet section after John, years earlier, gave us all the different articles and diet section. But Peter wrote a great article early on, before we ever had our first worldwide food conference call, which Peter was a part of, and so was John. But he wrote How to Shop on a Budget, you know, and it just, you know, was the perfect complement to next Saturday's guest, Robert Scott Bell, to bring Peter on board, because I knew he would come up with some ideas that would save a lot of money. By the way, okay, out of the blue, and I mean out of the blue, and I don't know why, but here it is, John B. from Logos. Happy 4th of July, John B.
Thank you, buddy. That's why I came by, to wish you a happy 4th and everybody else.
Well, they're all muted, so I'm going to have to unmute them for a minute. All right, everybody say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Logos.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi,
John.
Happy 4th to you.
Happy 4th of July.
Yo,
hi, John.
God bless you.
Hello, John.
God bless you.
Hey, bud.
Can you believe we have such a turnout on July 4th weekend?
Yes, I do believe it.
All right, well, hey, Peter, say hello to your buddy.
Hey, JB.
How you doing, bud? Sorry,
I'm good. I'm good, John.
Mel called me earlier today, too, and I missed his call, too. So I figured
It's good.
Reach out.
Good to be here with you, John. Good to be here with you, John. How's those beautiful grandchildren of yours doing, bud?
Oh, gosh. They're absolutely precious.
Hold on, guys. I want to mute everybody and unmute you 2 minutes, okay? So you two can talk and everybody can actually hear it clearer. And then we'll get back to the rotation. Continue, gentlemen.
They're such a blessing, Pete. I wish I was with them this weekend. Not.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, Mel is kind enough. He knows from my teaching past how much I love children and don't have any of my own. So he's kind enough to send me pictures when he's on outings with the children, because he knows how it lifts my spirit. And I'll tell you, those are two beautiful children. They're growing like weeds, John. I can't believe how fast they're growing. And I always encourage Mel. I always encourage John to take that detour by them, no matter where he is in Georgia. So anyway, good to talk
with
you, John. Bless your heart, brother.
All roads seem to lead through Augusta these days.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about that. Every time I talk to him, where are you? I'm leaving Augusta. Where are you? On my way to Augusta. Where are you? Going to Augusta. I thought maybe a hidden bank account in Augusta, but I found out he's got 2 grandchildren. All right, John, is there anything you want to say before I continue on with the rotation?
No, I mean, I came to just, give my love to everyone and wish everyone a happy 4th. And, of course, you know, if anybody has any questions or anything, I'll be happy to address them if they have anything having to do with Logos or it doesn't matter what.
While I have you here, we need to set up a call with Carrie Ann and Joe. She has thyroid issues. And Peter also recommended that maybe she get involved with the food allergy tests. So I asked them to send me an email. As soon as I get it, I'll forward it to you, and you'll give me some availability time.
Good. Okay.
All right. Now let me just make sure that... Where are they? Hang on a second. You hear that, Carrie Ann and Joe?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for that follow-up there. That'd be great to get a little bit more info and details on it.
One of our claims to fame is that we're quicker than any doctor on earth. All right, nobody else is laughing. John, I'm going to get in trouble with John and Peter now. All right, Karen had her hand up forever, so I got to go back up to Karen, the librarian. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, it was about the ringing in the ear. Can that possibly be hereditary, like my mom had it? And I notice it just out of the blue every so often. I don't know any rhyme or reason. So.
Okay, well, again, I didn't deal with it. Peter gave an explanation. Did you hear what Peter thinks?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
John, do you have any thoughts on ringing in the ears?
Well, there's a lot of theories about it. I mean, no one really has come up with a surefire way to stop it that I'm aware of, which I'm very interested in finding because I have ringing in my ears as well. So I think it could be a hereditary factor, but I think it has something to do with all the toxicity we're exposed to and the noise pollution and exposure to loud noises like I had growing up, you know, going to rock concerts and shooting guns and without protection and, you know, all the stupid things I did. I'm paying for it now.
Well,
all righty.
No, John.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, you know, John, I just wanted to give you a summary of how I responded. I mentioned the cochlear in the ear and how the fluid in there, I believe, can get affected by biofilm. I mentioned Meniere's disease, that she could have a discussion with her doctor about that. And then I mentioned that, as you so eloquently just said, the influence of 5G, it seems like it happens to me still to this day when at certain times on the weekend when it would feel like people were firing up their devices to set up, you know, whatever they're going to be doing that night, usually around 7 or 8 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday is when I experience it. So I just tried to connect those dots. I just want to let you know what my response was.
Yep, those are good thoughts for sure.
Okay.
There's not a lot of consensus, though, in terms of the medical community.
Consistent.
Yeah, I think Kathy Mel suffers from Meniere's disease, Mel. I think Kathy does. I did some research for her years back. But she's doing much better with it, so. Yeah.
Kathy from Clean Green?
Yes, I believe she has had issues with Meniere's disease diagnosed by her doctors. That's how I came to understand that as one way we could that the allopathic community looks at tinnitus. That's what it's called. So yeah, she might have something to bear for you.
Okay, well, when I've heard about it in Lyme patients, okay, or from Lyme patients, again, I reiterate, I can't do it because I'll get vertigo. But I've recommended that they try Sovereign Silver with an eyedropper in their ear. Okay, because I've had people tell me they've had terrific success. We have a lot of hands up, so I'm going to go ahead and take them as the hands were raised and then try to get back into a rotation. Okay, so the first hand that came up was from Freddie Bean. Go ahead, Freddie. Freddie, come in, Freddie.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say happy 4th of July and to say to John B. that my supplements arrived today, so thank you very much for that.
You're also, very welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask you, John, I've just suffered 4 days of kidney stones. I was given a medication that they give gentlemen who have prostate problems. It's called Tamsulosin. I don't know whether you've heard it. What it does is opens up the tubes from the kidneys all the way down. Now, it did, I think it worked, or it might have helped, and I passed the kidney stone. I was just wondering if you have any thoughts on a preventative of kidney stones.
Well, you can always add additional magnesium to your regimen, which will help you pass them. And also, if they're calcium-based, it will also help you not form them as often as you did before. But sometimes they're not calcium-based, and so the Magnificat and additional magnesium will not necessarily impact those, although magnesium still will help them. You pass them easier because it relaxes even the smooth muscles that make up the endothelial wall of the ureter.
So what are they made of if they're not calcium? The stone that I retrieved was like, how can I describe it? Like a demerara sugar in a crystals. It was crystals, brine crystals. I've been suffering for years with kidney stones, and normally I end up in hospital, but this time I passed it, so it was okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great thing that you were able to pass them. I know that's extremely painful.
No, you know what? I had that one time when I was ill, and I've been on Cal for, I don't know, 11, 12 years. Okay, I've never had it again.
Yeah. So, I haven't had this for two years. So, obviously, the supplements I'm taking is obviously doing the trick. And I was disappointed that it has again happened. I just wondered if there was anything extra I can take.
Well, how much Magnificat do you take now?
I take what you prescribe.
All right, so you know what? How about giving me a call? Can you call me tomorrow early in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll go over what you do, and I'll tell you what I do. And
okay.
Find a medium, and we'll up you one. Because if you pass these, maybe we can up one Magnificat and prevent them.
Yeah, if they're calcium based,
we won't know unless we try.
The doctor should be able to tell you what they were made of.
Really?
Yeah. They should have been. They should have been tested.
Yeah, really.
Freddie, this is Peter. I can remember having issues in my past, and John, when I spoke to him years ago, John, I don't know if you remember, you told me to start eating tart cherries to help regulate the uric acid, and I did. I don't have them now, so I don't know if there's a correlation. The other thing is oxalates. I would talk to your doctor and have a count. Do you eat a lot of greens, Freddie?
Oh, yes. That's my main
John,
diet.
John, is there an oxalate issue for some people? Yeah. Yeah. So you might want to look at your greens and see if there's a correlation there and have that discussion with your PCP, with your primary care physician, Freddie. Some people have reactions to oxalates. I remember Becky from this forum, I don't think she'd mind if I mentioned this, had some issues with that, and she was allergic or couldn't eat. Her doctor took her off of greens and things that provided vegetables and foods that provided oxalates, and she did much better after that. So just might want to have that discussion.
So it could be that I'm eating too many greens. Is that what you're saying, Peter?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
All right, let me mute Freddie. Go ahead, John.
I said if it's not calcium-based, it probably is related to oxalate. So that's the where to start, is to find out what they were made of.
Good. All right. Now we got so many hands up. Next hand up that was up, believe it or not, is that was Freddie. Okay, so she's already there. All right, so who was up next? Oh, I know. Chrissy came up next. Okay, hang on. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi there. I was just looking up on the internet there, and it was saying that 48% of late stage Lyme disease patients may develop tinnitus, and some may have it for months or years, and also hearing loss as well. So it's one of the symptoms. And since most of us do have Lyme as part of our health issues, but it does say that symptoms can be often resolved with treatment, sometimes not, but I would imagine with the protocol and everything that a lot of people, I've went through stages of tinnitus, and I think with all the lovely stuff that we're taking, you know, and the synergy of all the products helping the whole body as a whole, I don't get it so often now, but we have so many different strange and weird fluctuating symptoms that come and go, don't we? And we're just dealing with it. But so it says it's quite possibly the Lyme disease aspect that's probably causing it.
Well, that's probably why I feel like I've had a certain amount of success with those who could use the silver in the ears, because it helped maybe push them out of that area. All right, we have another special guest just dropped in, the original Karen, queen of the kitchen. Let's all welcome my favorite blonde and yours, Rapunzel. I mean, Karen.
Well, the logos, hi everybody, it's Karen. The logos does make my hair grow, but nothing like that. So it does make it thicker. But I hope everybody's doing well. I just dropped in, and I meant to come in earlier, but I just was vacuuming this never-ending tile floor, and it took longer. So I'm ready to listen now and see what's going on.
Well, Pete is here. I know you wanted to say hi to Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hi, Karen. I'm doing well. It's good to have you here. How are you?
I'm better. I'm really a lot better. I do have a question for you, if it's okay if I ask that right now, Mel. I'm the most transparent human in the world, so, you know. But I have been using this immune pulse, and my biggest problem is these cyst-like things under the skin, and they're biofilm. And so, you know, when you get them in one way broken up, it's like they move and they morph and they change. So it's really crazy, Megan. It is better. But I wonder, well, I read everything that was in the immune pulse and found some of the ingredients that were biofilm busters. Cat's Claw is the one that stands out in my mind right now. But is there, and I've been drinking some Cat's Claw tea just to kind of boost that up. Is there anything else that you can think of that we could eat, some tea, something to take, something in addition to this, that in addition to the serrapeptase with the magnificine, that would be a biofilm buster, something to break that biofilm up? I just feel like I want to do it faster than what's going on, or help it.
Everyone wants more than the normal course. Go ahead, Pete.
I shouldn't have said fast, because I knew that was a hot, I could have pushed a button on Mel and he would have just screamed back at me for that. I should have rephrased that, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I would defer that question to John, who probably understands the individual components and the synergy involved in that ingredient profile from a different perspective than me. I have the personal experience of having, you know, gotten through it over for the, like we've talked about. But John, I would defer that to you.
Hello, Karen. How are you, dear?
Oh, good. Hi, John. I'm so glad you're here.
I owe you a phone call, honey. I apologize. It's been a crazy week.
Oh, no. I know you're busy, and I sent you, I didn't mean to, you know, blow up your email. But on another note, y'all, I'm here in Houston. It's hotspot COVID. I'm getting ready to go back into the school district. I'm off for the summer, and I'm a little nervous. So, poor John. Anyway, but about the biofilm buster aspect, anything else you can add, or can I increase magnificum?
I don't think you will get any additional benefit by increasing magnificum. It's one of those things that enough is enough, and too much is not good.
Okay.
But, I mean, there are any number of herbs out there that are that have reputation for being biofilm busters. I mean, we've got a lot of them are in that immune pulse. It's
yeah.
got a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to take on an ongoing basis, and that's why it's designed to be pulsed like that. But I mean, so I know Peter's seen some people respond to Teasel and what was the other one, Pete?
Teasel is one. I would encourage, if you're still doing it, the Cystis tea, to drink the Cystis tea along with that to help detox the biofilm. The other tinctures that... I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, John, you're a little muffled.
I was just spelling it for C-I-S-T-U-S.
Yeah, Cystis, C-I-S-T-U-S, Incanus, I-N-C-A-N-U-S, Cystis Incanus. It's a tremendous tool.
How about
I drank that.
Teasel?
Teasel is a tincture. Teasel is found in many formulas out there now that have come about since Bill M. and I did a body of work on Teasels. We were kind of guinea pigs, I guess, John. You might say, Mel, you remember. And Teasel was one of the, also Deborah B. And Little Carrie, even at a very, very small dose, were part of the... the things we did with Teasel. Teasel is in some formulas out there. Dr. Byron White is a person that's very familiar with tinctures and how they can mitigate for Lyme. He has a physician's network. He has a tincture called A something. But I would certainly not go there. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Teasel, it's not a very well-known tincture, and I would exercise great caution if you were to go that route. But I think things like drinking Cystis tea, making sure you're hydrating and resting, are really the more fundamental aspects that will allow the immune pulse over time. You may need a couple courses of it separated by some time, which I think you're aware of, Karen, would be the best way to mitigate for the Herxheimer reactions you may have and to stop those calcified cysts from reforming in other parts of the body. Because as they break down, the insidious nature of biofilm is they're going to, until you can eliminate it, it's going to try and load somewhere else. So don't let that alarm you. Just drink your Cystis tea. Make sure rest is critical. You have to shut everything down, Karen. I know you're an Energizer rabbit, but really focus on.
I've been really kind of lazier than I'm used to. But now on the note of the immune pulse, there are other people that have asked me this, and then I think I know it, and then I forget. Can you just go over the dose? And what I do know is it's 5 days a week. You take off on the weekends for 3 weeks, take off 1 week. But then I don't know that you do it before you take off the 1 month. Can you maybe review that?
Okay, I'm going to let John review that. I muted you, Pete. Let John do this.
Don't feel bad, Peter. He mutes me all the time.
John created the product for Peter, in my opinion. Whether I'm right or wrong, but if he created it, let him tell us how to use it. Go ahead, John.
Well, like I said, it is designed to be pulsed naturally. And so you take it 2 capsules a day during the week, take the weekends off, and you do that for 3 weeks, and then you skip a week. You go through that next weekend, and then start again on that next Monday. You do that 3 times in a row, and then you skip a whole month and start all over again.
That's what I thought. I was thinking, I couldn't remember how many months to skip. You do it basically 3 months, because those 3 weeks on, 1 week off, if you count that as a month, so you do it basically 3 months or 3 sets of that, then 1 month off. I was thinking it was 2 months off. Okay.
Yeah, it takes 90 days to go through a bottle.
Okay.
Okay, once you get a nuclear bomb, okay, I really have a personal aversion for trying other things, because if you try more than one, you could upset the synergy of everything that you're trying to do. And when if you go to Impulse, I don't know that you really need to go anywhere else except maybe the Peter. I mean, really?
Yeah, well, you know, I think John has it on his site, if my memory serves me well, that, you know, you can, if you really want to go after these things, Karen, you can add in a cycle of parabolic, you know, in the break period. I believe I did that. And I made sure that I was also cycling in colostrum to strengthen the body and help mitigate for the hurts. So colostrum would be good. Alongside that, I don't think there's any conflict, John. If there is, please correct me. And then during the break, the month off, you could do a very small cycle based upon how you're herxing and how you're detoxing of parabolish might benefit you too. I know that I came to understand that through reading about immune pulse when I first started. The other thing, John, that you mentioned and Mel, he mentioned was the other herbs. There's a couple. Dragon's blood was one that Bill and I used. It's actually, it could actually draw things out of the skin topically, but it's a dark tree resin, so it left a terrible color on the skin, much like turmeric would. And the third one was, this is the one that I think might help people, has more antioxidant, antibacterial properties, would be something called cryptolepis, and I'll spell that for you, C-R-Y-T-O, T as in Tom, O-L-E-P-U-S, cryptolepis. You can only get it out of one source in New York. I'd be happy to find that. I don't have it in front of me now. It's not necessarily very expensive, but I don't think it's going to conflict in any way, although I would be very careful because the immune pulse is a powerful, powerful combination of biofilm busting, Lyme attacking, nuclear bomb property holding, as Mel says, a product. It's in. Everyone that knows here that may not have, everyone that's here that may not have known, it took me four cycles over the course of a little over a year, maybe a year and a half to do it. So, but it got the job done. It definitely got the job done. So anyway, I hope that answers your question on the herbs, John.
Karen, I will say this too, dear. I know that you've been getting some time away from teaching since the school, the summer month started, but I think everybody needs to remember, first of all, one of the things that we fight with, from the beginning in this community is people remembering how far they've come, number one, from when they first got here. And right now, we all need to remember that we've lived through one of the most stressful times in human history in the last 6 months. This has been, absolutely unprecedented. And so that takes a toll, that just the stress of, the unknown and the stress of isolation and all that's going on, the negativity in the news and the pitting of people against each other based on race, religion, you name it, whatever. That's the media's goal, is to get us all adversarial. And so everybody needs to keep that in mind. Elevated cortisol levels are devastating to the immune system and to our cellular energy reserves. So keep that in mind if you're frustrated with your progress right now. You've got more on going, working against you than you did before this all started. So that's something to, factor into your assessment of how you're doing.
As well as, John, the toxicity of the planet in the last year has increased at a higher percentage than in any other time in the history of the world.
Well, especially with 5G. Yeah.
Well, let me say this, I often don't let people do this, but a testimonial, John, to our basic protocol, I would say that I have what I would consider 170, people who follow, let's say, okay, because I'm not a doctor, can't practice medicine, but three of them have been forced to be tested because in order to resume their jobs, they had to do that. And the third one reported back in, you all know, she's not here today, Linda, because she had to be tested because someone who was a supervisor at where she worked wound up positive. We have had, out of 170 people that I speak to on a semi-regular basis, zero cases of the virus. Congratulations to all of us. Congratulations to you, John, and Logos Nutritionals.
Thank you, buddy.
Not crying.
That's wonderful.
No, I mean, it's the most amazing thing. I walk around with a shit-ass grin on my face, and people say, why are you so happy? I say, hey, if you had 170 people depending on you and not one of them got the virus, you'd be awful happy, too.
Well, praise the Lord. That's all I can say.
Oh, that's no worry. I know who's doing it. All right, we got to get back to the questions. All right, so let me go ahead. And you were waiting and patiently, Donald. Thank you very much. You were next.
Hi there. Hi, John. I wanted to ask you, for people like Karen that were wanting more biofilm busters, could they take things like other enzymes like nitticanase and lumbriconase, don't know if I'm saying that right, alongside the serrapeptase and the magnificine? And also, I was going to ask you which things in our protocol already are biofilm busters, as well as the other things. What was it we mentioned earlier on? Anyway, but the things I was going to ask about was the monolaurin being a biofilm buster with the lauric acid and stuff in it. And I'm sure you mentioned before that coenzyme Q10 was a biofilm buster. And I was wondering if MSM sulfur was, but I could be wrong about that. But just out of curiosity, what we might already be already taking and what you would suggest, it, or do you think it might be a bit much to add other enzymes since we've already got quite a lot in our protocol?
Well, there's an awful lot going on, as y'all know, by now, in this protocol, and it's littered with biofilm busters, absolutely, and especially if you're using the extension kit and things like that. But even just in thymic formula, it's got several biofilm busters in it. And Magnifical and Magnifizyme work hand in hand as well, because the Magnifical is targeting calcium in the soft tissues. Calcium is a major component of the tertiary structure of biofilm. So it helps break down the integrity of biofilm and expose the pathogens therein to whatever antimicrobials you're putting in and in your own immune system as well. So yeah, I mean, you're loading up the body with biofilm busters from the time you start on the protocol. But as we all know, these things are very resourceful, pleomorphic organisms that can change life cycle on a dime, shape shifters. So it all boils down, as we said over and over for 13 years now, it all boils down to the bioterrain and trying to restore integrity to the system in the body in balance. So that's an ongoing challenge that we're all going to face for however many days he has left here on this planet. That's going to be our challenge, is to try to avoid the increasing toxicity to the degree we can and keep our immune system and our organ systems in balance.
Amen.
Okay, well, as I've often said, mixing protocols it's one of our guiding principles, actually. Mixing protocols can hinder health restoration. So before you want to add anything to your protocol, I always suggest you discuss it with me or John. So with that being said, I never knew that Donald was Chrissy until today. So let's see if Chrissy, who's Donald. Come in, Chrissy Donald.
Yeah, happy 4th to everybody, and thanks for being here, John and Peter. My question is, in regards to Burdorferi and the co-infection of Borrelia and Bartonella, specifically the Borrelia miyamoto, how do you get rid of those two, the Bartonella and the Borrelia miyamoto? You know, what Logos products would work well to get rid of those two?
Well, the Immune Pulse should be helpful. Thymic formula contributes to integrity of the immune system in ways that herb cannot, because you're imparting information with the glandular that there's no other way to get in there, into the body, and affect the immune system. You've got the silver, of course. We've got all these tools that can be used and rotated in and out to keep these things off balance, and that's why we have so many tools, that we've introduced offensive weapons to be able to keep these things off balance.
Okay, that sounds great. Can you tell me a little about this Borrelia miyamoto?
That's the particular strain. Have you, Peter?
That's the European strain. Donald and I were trying to help an individual with some blood work in terms of identifying. And, of course, we had the discussion of how unreliable tests were. Donald, I think you'll remember. And then what was interesting was she ended up with a PCR, the polymerase chain reaction test. So I kind of put some stock in it, but it showed that she had the European, this individual had the European strain, which is what the Miyamoto, that's not often the case here. So I found that very unusual and very compelling. Then, we had to look whether this person had traveled abroad or things along those lines. But Donald, I don't know whether or not it's a more insidious strain or not. I haven't seen anything or studies that would show that. I know that when you're dealing with biofilms early on, things that often go missed are, and again, not to focus on Logos necessarily, but the value of some of the products that John has that can help with inflammation. Inflamstat, I have trouble saying that, John. Inflamstat is one product that can really help Donald with the inflammation that comes along with detoxing biofilms. And what's really interesting is if you look at the ingredient profiles more closely of the Logos nutraceuticals, you will see in the Magnificat there's actually no calcium in it, because it's not designed to provide calcium. It's designed to utilize the calcium to drive it into the bones and out of the soft tissue, where it has a tendency to load when the body goes acidic, way acidic from our disease. So we can get the pH up by taking things like Inflamistat and Magnificat. And Magnificat has the biofactors, one of which, John, correct me if I'm wrong, again, is called K1, minoquinol, I believe, if I'm saying it right. And that's, imagine, if you would, the calcium needs to go somewhere for the body to use it. Then imagine the car, it would be the magnesium that takes it there. But you got to start the car before it'll run, and that's what K1 and some of the other cofactors in Magnificat does. So it's not enough to often just take something. We have to look at the biofactors or the other ingredients in a profile that make that product bioavailable to the body, so it doesn't just urinate it out. And Magnificat, Donald, has all those biofactors into it. So it drives the calcium out of the soft tissue back into the bone, and it won't allow these biofilms to utilize the calcium component to form these cysts that Karen's dealing with that I've already overcome. So good question, though, Donald. Good question, buddy. You're always looking deeper. Good for you.
Thank you for your
right.
John, did I get that right? I hope. Did I get that right? I hope, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's got that product has both K1 and K2 in it. And K1 is a clotting factor. K2 is minoquinone 7. That's the one that's the binding agent for calcium into the bone.
Okay. And you won't often find those, Donald, in other products, just like you won't often find glandulars. So, again, I say it time and time again, we have to look at the history of Logos and all the work John has done to put all the pieces in place. That's why we experience the results that we do. It's a simple science, but so profound. Bless your heart, John, for all you continue to do for us, brother. You are an incredible individual when it comes to... I think we've agreed in the past that oftentimes these ingredient profiles are divinely sent, but you sure are good at what you do, brother. Bless your heart.
Thank you, brother. I love you.
One of the beauties of the protocol, as we've evolved, so has the protocol. And as the disease has mutated itself, the protocol has made the adjustments to compensate for that. That's what I think is the most outstanding part of what... And then we got John, who really doesn't look like a mad scientist, but he's in the back room always trying to figure out something new. All right, let's keep going on with questions, because these folks are patient, although they have no choice because they've been muted. But go ahead, Ruth Ann. She might have fallen asleep.
Hello? This is Ruth Ann. Is it me you're calling?
Ruth Ann, by any other name.
Okay. I just have a comment. This is for kind of for you, Mel, and those that have tinnitus. Could the ringing in the ear be a phone call from God?
All right, well, we'll let John start, and then we'll go to Peter, and then I'll give you my thoughts.
I sure hope not.
Well, it could be good, you know. He could be calling in for some good reason.
Just for our opinion.
Yeah. All right. I'm just joking. I'm just joking anyway.
You are, sweetie. But we'll make everybody laugh more. Pete, what do you think?
Well, I used to sign off, remain in a constant conversation with God. So, yeah, I have like a red phone right to him through prayer and other things. So,
amen. I understand.
Amen, sister. Yeah.
Well, I figure if I get a phone call from upstairs, he's telling me the chariot's coming.
Who was it? Elijah that went up in a chariot?
I have no
idea.
The
Old Testament?
Yep.
A chariot. God came and picked him up.
Yep.
Well, as long as he doesn't send a limo, I'll be okay.
And
I said, as long as he doesn't...
I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
Mel, I don't think you're scheduled for departure anytime soon, as healthy as you are. Or me either, for that matter.
Yeah, I ain't going anywhere. At least 20 more years. All right. Catherine of the Desert. Now, John and Peter, you may not know this, but Catherine runs illegal camel races on Sundays after church and prayer.
Well,
come in, Catherine. Don't be shy.
Hi, John. It's nice to have you on the call today.
Thank you, sweetheart.
As you probably remember, I started the immune pulse, and I've been on it for a week. And I'm feeling fine, and I'm not having hardly any reaction from it at all, except I was a little bit sleepy the first of the week, but I'm feeling fine now. Is this normal? Shouldn't I be feeling something?
Well, let's see what Karen has to say first, since she's a few weeks ahead of you. Come in, Karen.
Hey, I'm so excited for you, Catherine, that you're on it, rooting for you. Well,
thanks, Karen. And I did start with two a day. I know you said you didn't start with two a day. You were only doing one a day, but I did start with two a day.
Which is the correct way to do it. So I did read every ingredient on the long list and look each one up on Google, but I forgot to read the back of the bottle. Okay, so for how long to take it. So, I found the same thing. And I believe, and I wrote a long post, and probably people look at it and just scroll on by because they're long. But I think, that I guess people are different because I know Peter's
from the what I had heard before I got on it, that it was a rough ride. So that's why I was afraid of it. But I was really excited, too, because of Peter's results and his condition that I felt like was like what I have. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not having that. The only thing, like I said in my post, is I've been very sleepy. Now, I don't know if that's because I finally gotten some time off and I'm just, like, catching up or whatever after my grandkids left. But I think that, you know, real sleepy and a little weaker than what I'm used to. And maybe that's a form of herpes. I don't know. And I think you said in yours that you've been a little bit sleepy, too. So from what I know.
Not that sleepy, though. I'm not having a problem with it that I have to take a nap during the day or anything. I'm pretty much feeling normal.
Well, I probably just.
I think that's how Karen felt initially, too. Okay? You're 5 days into it. Let's give it another week or so. See how you feel.
Yeah, I haven't had any bad, even now, I haven't had any bad reactions at all.
Can I take colostrum with it? Would that help?
Can you take what?
Colostrum.
I don't know that in the beginning of introducing this, you want to put that in there. But, Peter, tell us a little about your early experience.
Yeah. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Peter.
I'm going to take a pass on betting on the camels. My budget doesn't allow for that right now, but be very careful about your endeavors there. No, you know what? I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing here today. I mean, recovery doesn't have to include pain and difficulty. You've dedicated to this protocol for a considerable amount of time. You've paid attention to diet, managing stress. You've eradicated mold from the environment. God has certainly ordered your steps in the capacity to which I'm sure your terrain was much better than it was, and mine was, and Karen's, I would include you in that, yours is much better too. I was so ravaged by this disease so quickly because of all the lifestyle issues that I had that brought the cumulative toxicity into my life that when Morgellons tripped in just ravaged me. So you know what? I think it's wonderful that both of you are on the product to go deeper. I don't think it's a bad thing that you're not experiencing the types of Herxheimer reactions that I had. Catherine, I think that's wonderful. It goes to the heart of how strong your terrain is. So I would be encouraged by that. We don't have to have that huge Herx necessarily to be, you know, still doing something in this protocol that's going to help the systems and help the organ systems and everything in the body. So I think that goes to the heart of how healthy you are and all the good choices you've made. And you might experience it. It might still be around the corner, so to speak, as you go deeper, as you finish the cycle. And remember, you're only on half dosage, too. That's often sometimes prudent and wise to go slow, slow and steady, as Mel teaches. So, hey, I'm happy for you. I think it's a good choice. And I'm encouraged that you're not on the couch. Fatigue, I see in both of you, was a huge part of the first cycle I did. I mean, I couldn't get off the couch. I was so fatigued. It didn't necessarily bring forth skin issues. It seemed to really hit me in that arena of energy fatigue and some brain issues, some brain fog issues that returned. But they passed, and today, I imagine I could do a cycle of it today, Mel, and it wouldn't even probably affect me. I'm so healthy right now. So there you go. Good for you, and congratulations to you both on the choice. And look for the hidden values that are taking place internally that you may not, that may not be overtly apparent to you right now, but it's helping. So good for you.
All right, I'm going to keep the pace, pick it up just a little bit here. I want everybody to have a chance. Okay, Cheryl, good morning. Question, statement, comment.
Sorry, I was muted. It is really nice to hear Peter on the call. Hey, Peter. And it's very nice to hear John. Hey, John. And
hey.
I just wanted to say that while Mel and Peter and John are talking about different products, if anybody looks on the forum under what's new from the manufacturers, they'll see that Logos has an Independence Day special on single products. 17.76% off with free shipping on $100, and nobody asked me to say that, but I just noticed people were talking about colostrum and different things. So I thought maybe it would be a good time to mention it in case people haven't seen it. And that's all I have to say, Mel.
Do you understand, Peter and John, why she is the original angel?
I'm not the original angel.
No, you always feel when I say that it makes you older than you are, but it has nothing to do with age. Angels only appear when they appear.
I am old, Mel. I'm 62. I am old.
Honey, that ain't nothing yet. All right, come on in, Terry. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hello, Peter and John. Thank you for being here today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, dear.
Your knowledge is something that we all need, and we love. We love it. Every time you come on, we just love it. So thank you for everything. I don't really have any questions today. Thank God. I'm just here to listen because I'm getting to the finish line. And
praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm really feeling good. I'm like 95 to 98% there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So, I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and I will just be listening.
Well, we'll all be listening for your happy dance call sometime in early September, my guess. All right, let's see. Aha. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Hello, Tracy. Come in.
Hi. Hi, Mel. Hi, John. Hi, Peter.
Hey.
It's good that you guys are on. John, I really appreciate your answer to some of my questions that I've emailed you. It's greatly appreciated for that.
You're so
welcome. Yeah. I was just wondering, on that break, how long should I do that break for, if you recall?
Okay, she's talking about taking a break from the nutritional supplements for a day or two, John. And
yeah,
I didn't
give
her a time frame. I only gave her my own experience.
I would say 3 days at least. And you can go up to a week if you want to. But if things start to go south on you after 3 days, I'd get back on it.
Okay. All right. That's really the only question I have at this time. I really appreciate you and your help.
You're so welcome, dear.
Okay.
All right. 970, that's Lily?
Yeah. Yes, hello.
Hello. Question?
No, I don't think so. I think I might try to set up a phone call with John about thyroid.
Okay.
Or email. I email you, John?
No, let's do a call because that's a very complicated subject and you can cover so much more ground if we can talk.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We probably ought to just schedule a time that we can do a call for Mel on nothing but thyroid issues because so many people have to deal with that.
Well, maybe that's what we can make the theme of the call on the 25th.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, well, that's a great subject, and I'm sure Peter will have a whole bunch to say, although he dropped off the call. I hope he wasn't called in to work.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is. Whoops, there he is. I was worried that you were called in to work.
No. My phone is possessed. You know, whenever I'm in a conversation or on a call like this where we're really making progress and really coming together in fellowship, the enemy kills my call. It's just, you know, I'm fully persuaded that he's furious right now. And so
hey,
I can't prove it, but that's what happens regularly. So sorry.
I'm up to 8 Bibles in the house and 1 in the carryout bag that goes in the car.
Bless your heart, brother.
You know, just go nearby Bible store and buy a few more books, put them around. Or you could trade out the phone because, you know, I think you've been telling me that your phone's possessed for a long time. And by the way John was laughing, I think you must have told him your phone's been possessed for a long time.
Yeah, I usually make everyone aware of it because it happens to almost everyone. And it always happens when we're, you know, coming together in fellowship or gaining some special insight. So I don't know. I can't prove it, but that's what it feels like.
All right. Well, we're going to keep on keeping on here. Let's see if I can figure out where we were. Yeah,
you know,
we
our call was on the 25th, right?
Yeah, the 25th. Yeah.
We can still do a call with just her if we need to between now and then. That's fine. If she doesn't want to wait till the 25th, I can do that.
All right. Well, I'll get her to contact me, and I'll give her all the information for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now, Freddie, do you have anything to add real quick?
No, nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay, Lee, do you have anything you'd like to ask or say real quick?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. John and Peter. And
hey, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
I'm going to have to leave, so how can I get in contact with Karen, the librarian?
I'm going to take care of that when this call's over.
Okay, even if I'm not going to be able to be on the call?
Well, we're going to be done in a few minutes. And if
okay.
you're not here, I'll talk to you in the morning and give you all the information.
Okay, super. But I do have one question about nightshade vegetables. What do you think about those?
Well, I don't really have much of an opinion, but I think Peter once wrote an article about it.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Did you say Peter wrote it? Yeah, hi. Is this Lee? Hi, Lee.
Oh, hi, Peter.
Yeah, I think you're on another call that I was on. It's good to have you here. Bless your heart. How you doing?
I'm getting there. I'm starting to get there.
Well, I have some views on nightshades, Mel, that, you know, we look at someone, there's a strong advocate for diets avoiding nightshades, which means colored vegetables, I believe, and his name is Dr. Gundy. What it really perturbs me about Dr. Gundy is he's a brilliant surgeon, but he doesn't know much about nutrition, unfortunately. So he advocates against nightshades. I believe in the rainbow diet. You know, different colored fruits and vegetables provide different polyphenols and different nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and sort, and lots of other things. So I do not believe, sure, there may be some people that, again, like oxalates, that may have an aversion or difficulty with nightshade vegetables, but I'm an advocate for them. I think as many different colored vegetables as you can eat, the better. And there's no one diet that's particular to anyone because everybody's metabolic state is different and everybody's genetic profile is different. Some people are meat eaters and some people are carbohydrate eaters. That, you know, we can determine again through eliminating foods from our diet to figure out what foods we use best. But I wouldn't go into any situation thinking that nightshades are bad. I would encourage you to eat them, Lee, as many different colors, variety of colors in your diet as you can as possible. Just making sure you're monitoring sugar for yeast overload that we have with this disease until we get the terrain corrected. Okay?
Okay, super. I love that answer. Thanks.
I do too.
In the forum, there's a question for Peter, 6:20 conference call. And in Peter's response, he talked about this, and I went out and found a color diet infographic. Aha, I don't believe I could say that word. All right.
That was a beautiful, beautiful infographic that you put up. Just beautiful. I hope you leave it there and people can enlarge it. That is why I eat. Thank you, Mel. I haven't had an opportunity to thank you. That's a wonderful thing you found, and you're very good at finding pictures and aligning them with messages. But that is why I eat the rainbow diet, which that infographic, that tells it all right there, Lee. So go ahead and take a look at it.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
everyone.
Now, if I haven't sent this as an email already, I will tomorrow. But I think I have once, and I might send it again because it's such important information. You know, let me just run over to the guiding principles, and then we'll take this last person. Our guiding principles are the second thing on this website when you come here after the home page. And first, do no harm. That is the very first thing I learned when I was fighting this disease, because that's what my doctor, Zamboni, taught me. Then I learned over time that everybody's body is different, and Peter talks about it in metabolism and this thing and that thing. It's just everybody's body is different. And it's the sum of the parts, S-U-M, not S-O-M-E, of the parts, okay? And that's so true, okay? Because it's more than just the meds, it's the rest, it's the water, it's the diet, it's everything. And then slow and steady. I mean, the hardest thing to do is to slow all of you down because you just want to get there because you can't handle. Well, it's not that you can't handle. You don't want to handle, but you're going to have to because you got to get it out. Better out than in. And that comes most effectively when you go slow and steady. And then mixing protocols can hinder health restoration. The synergy, the years, the time, the amount of people that got well just following the protocol, the way it's laid out, not coming up with a better idea. They're part of the group that, it's true, those who did not give up hope got well. And then the last, and equally as important, have faith and perseverance. Well, to me, that's patience. Trust the Lord. You got here because the Lord eventually sent you to this website. All right, I know we have one more person or thereabouts. Let's see. Oh, everyone's going to love this. Anonymous, no speaky. Do you want to say hello? Still no speaky. All righty. Let's see here. Karen, would you like to say anything?
No, just happy to hear everybody and lots of good information today. I'll be ready to hear the recording for the part I missed when you get it posted.
Okay, is there anybody who has a question that they got to have answered here? And now, it's star 5. We'll try to get it in there for you. Okay, well, great. I guess everybody got what they came for. That's wonderful. All right, so let's have our guests come on in and give a closing statement. John, would you like to give a closing statement?
Sure. I'd also like to add on the nightshade issue that nightshades, and as Peter said, all of those colorful foods, they're all loaded with antioxidants. They also have other molecules, some of which have been linked to the promotion of inflammation in people that have autoimmune conditions. But I don't see any legitimate research to back that up. So I think for most of us, the nightshades are fine. And we do have the food allergy tests available on the website, which will tell you for sure if you need to avoid nightshades, because that's what it'll do. It'll tell you which things in your diet are causing you to deal with too much inflammation. So y'all keep that in mind. If you're wondering, you know, what's triggering you, we do have a tool for you to try to find out more specifically what those things are. Anyway, I am so excited to that today worked out where I could be here. If I was with my grandkids, I probably would not have been here, or I wouldn't have been here near as long. So it's been wonderful, great to be able to celebrate this holiday with you guys. Unprecedented days we're in. We are really, I think our country is in severe peril, you know, from within as much as from without right now. So we all need to be in prayer, and we need to be lifting up our leadership, and we definitely all need to get out and vote when it's time to vote, and do, you know, do our part. But I love you guys. You're all in our prayers, and I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Stay well, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, John, for stopping by. I've tried to figure out, you know, did the wife bolt the doors and put boards across and say, you're not going anywhere this weekend, dear?
No, not at all. It worked out for us to be at home this weekend. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. Really, thank you very, very much for coming by today. And we look forward to seeing you again on the 25th when you and Pete will do the show about thyroid. All right. Let's go ahead down to Pete. Pete, yeah. I want to thank you so much for coming today. And, hey, appreciate it, buddy. I'll see you next Saturday again when we have Robert Scott Bell here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, okay. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. It's good to be back in your midst. And sorry I missed your call this morning. I was predisposed, but if I might just say a couple things. First of all, this I'm reminded of a call that we did. Goodness, I don't know, 2014, Mel, 15, maybe it was called the Three Coaches, Join the Coaches, and we were all together in that call. It was a beautiful hour where we all came together in fellowship and delivered information. And I'm just reminded of that. It feels good for all of us to be back together. That said, I wanted to just say, you know, your anonymous caller, I can remember, Freddie, you have come so far. I mean, Mel and I both, and I believe John too, to a large degree, we take so much joy in seeing this prove out for people in their lives. It's the kind of joy that that comes from someone like Freddie. Freddie, the joy that you share in this community now, when you would not speak that much, I can remember being on the calls and you were not engaging like you are now. So that's proof positive for you folks that this particular protocol and this particular ministry and this forum, it delivers results. It delivers results time and time again over the years. You can see it. You know, we all have our shortcomings and we all, you know, fight with the difficulties of this protocol, but the more we can commit to it, the more we see the results. So, Freddie, I wanted to congratulate you on how far you've come. Cheryl, you've overcome so much. It is so good to hear your voice, sister. And you know what? Your forte, we all have things we bring to Mel's website. And your forte is understanding you have this ability to find past posts or to direct people to posts that are meaningful based upon their particular challenges or what they're navigating through. That is truly a blessing. I can't necessarily remember that. I think, Mel, it's fair to say, we both struggle with that, you know, the individual post. Mel's better at it than I am, but you do that so well, Cheryl. So I just wanted to lift you up, and what a wonderful contribution you make. Chrissy, goodness, Chrissy, I wish we could talk to Skype. I don't do Skype because of my own personal views on technology. One of the things that I do is avoid technology as a poor man's protocol to avoid 5G, but we'll talk more about that when Robert's here next week. But Chrissy, I would direct everyone to Chrissy did a post in, I believe, that 5G thread. I may be wrong, might be in the water thread, where she gave a very detailed and comprehensive explanation of how Lyme comes into play with our disease, the way to look at Lyme, some of the experts on Lyme and their views, and then how we integrate it into what's taking place with our disease, with Lyme being in play. So, Chrissy, I wanted to lift you up and tell you that was a beautiful, comprehensive post. Karen, the librarian, you love research as much as I do, and you do it well. So what we're seeing here is the sum of the parts in terms of people's contributions to this ministry.
When we all come together in the manner that you do here every week, Mel, it makes a difference. You know, we are restoring lives here. And again, I can't encourage people enough. If people knew, I don't do pictures, but if people knew what I've overcome, I think John's mentioned that to you a time or two, and just how healthy I am now, it's such a cause for celebration, such a way for me to give thanks to the Lord, and such a way for me to encourage those of you here. The challenges are greater now. Mel's told you guys that. John has told you guys that. The times we're walking in, there's more toxicity, there's more radiation, there are more insults to the body than we've ever had to endure. So that doesn't mean it's any easier for you than it was for me or Mel or anyone before you. But what it means is it just may take a little longer. It just may take a little longer. So view what you're going through with this protocol as a detox, as a restoration and a renewal that will unfold. You have the certainty of people like me in the past that prove it out. But it has to be in God's perfect timing. He's doing a work in us through this disease. We're becoming a new creation. So, remember to allow him to be part of your protocol and to trust in him that he is going to fulfill the promise, and this too shall pass. You will find your way through it. And so, you know what, Mel? Thanks again. It's good to be here. Buddy, congratulations. Cheryl, bless your heart. And Chrissy, you go, girl. And the rest of you here, I'm sure as this ministry moves forward, you all will take on a greater role. That is my hope for all of us here, that we all take on a greater role through giving our testimony about how we heal here in this place with this protocol. That would be my message to everyone. It hasn't changed, and I love it when I'm able to give it here, Mel. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Peter. And I'm sure that everyone is getting a deeper understanding because of your contributions. Thank you, buddy.
Now, all credit to the Lord. I found the favor of God through this disease, and I've said it in the past. You know me, Mel. I've said, everything that I know about this disease has come from something greater than me. And I'm led to the discovery, and I give all credit to the Father for taking me there. And now he calls me to serve here, and it's such an honor to have that opportunity. But praise the God, praise the Lord, all favor to him, Mel, for that.
All right. Now we have hands up, okay, so we're going to have to take it real quick now, guys. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, thank you so much, guys. It's just been amazing listening to you all and gals. I wanted to know about inside my hand, it's swollen up under my fingers, and I looked at a reflexology chart, and it said it has to do with lungs, and I've noticed that my lung capacity isn't as good as it used to be. Can anybody speak on that, please?
Yeah. I had a lot of problems like that, and I started whistling to pump oxygen into my body, and to this day, I still whistle, I don't know, 12, 14, well, yeah, 04, 5, yeah, 15 years later, I still whistle. Everyone thinks I'm a little nuts, but I still whistle, and, you know, I think as you get better, you're going to find that gets better, but shortness of breath, yeah, I hear that a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. All right. Be here. Donald. Hi, Donald again.
Yeah, John B., you still on?
He's still here. I'll unmute him. Hang on a second. Go ahead, Donald.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll make this quick. John, in regards to the anxiety, that supplement that you sell for the anxiety, can you tell me... When is the best time to take that? Do I take it when I get the anxiety, or do I take it at night before I go to bed? Because my anxiety kicks in at 5 o'clock in the morning, every day, same time.
Well, I would normally say if you're taking the anxiety, you would take it morning and evening to kind of keep the level of ingredients, you know, level in the body somewhat. I would, if that's not working for you, then I would take the both of them in the morning, since that's when it seems to be affecting you the most, and see if that helps.
Okay, thank you. Just take two a day, like it says on the bottle, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get additional benefit out of taking more. It'll just cost you more.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll do that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yep.
And please keep me posted on how your mold treatment goes.
I will, John. Yep, thank you for the help there, too. God bless. Sure.
Thank you.
All righty. So, it doesn't look like we have any more hands at the moment. Again, I want to thank our very special guests. Remind you we're back here tomorrow with prayer and fellowship. And we'll be back next Saturday with Robert Scott Bell, and Peter will be joining us as well. So we look forward to seeing you either tomorrow or then. Let me unmute everybody. So everybody can say goodbye. Bye-bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Karen, the librarian. Karen, the librarian.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, God bless you guys.
Just I'll give you the anxious one's number.
Okay.
Could you tell she was anxious?
Yeah, she, well, sort of, partly excited, partly anticipating, yeah.
All right. Diane, are you sticking around?
I am. This has been amazing. God bless you all. I'm so grateful for all of you.
All right. So just hang on, and then I'll talk to you afterwards. All right, Karen, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, remember, this is the girl who's here for the second time. And the first time, she was done in like 16 or 18 months. And, man, she thought it was all a breeze. She stuck her hands in soil without gloves, and, boy, she got it.
Wow.
So she wasn't really finished the first time. So now we've got to see how anxious she is. Got to slow her down.
Okay.
That's going to be, you know, because she's going to want to get over it quick again. And she got lucky the first time, and it didn't work.
Yeah, okay.
So when she drives you crazy, let me know. It's all right. I'll intervene for a few days.
But it's partly...
She calls me every day. It's 5 after 6.
Well, partly to help her, too.
Hey, she's going to listen, you understand?
Okay.
That's the
key.
And she can think.
Okay.
Those are two key ingredients. So go get them.
Okay.
You're up for this test.
Yep.
And you don't understand. By doing what you're going to do now, you're going to reinforce the basics, guarantee your own ticket home.
Okay, because there's lots I don't know, but what I know, I'll share.
You're going to tell her, go talk to Mel. Hey, I'm only this far ahead of you. I'm here to be your buddy, slow you down, and make sure you're doing the things that you should be doing at this time the right way.
That's what I thought.
Tell her to stop worrying about tomorrow. Let's get one day at a time. Do it right this time so you don't get sick again.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, hey, I don't really need to tell you these things. They would have come to you.
Well, just wanted to be sure I was on the right track. So,
hey, just remember, you can't coach someone because you don't know, okay? You can only tell them what you do know. And you're like a month and a half ahead, but on the learning curve, you're miles ahead of everybody at this point in time. Except maybe for Linda.
Okay.
There was once a girl named Lena who you would have loved as well. See you later, alligator.
Oh, you didn't give me your contact information.
I know. I will tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're going to give Lee my information.
No, I'm going to call you and give you hers. There's another person on the call.
Got it. I hear you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
No problem. Hi, Diane.
Hi, honey.
This is Diane Moss, right?
It is.
Did I not tell you? Was it as advertised here?
It's amazing. What a wonderful forum. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, so now, is there anything I can do for you right now?
Do you know anything about your toes getting numb? I didn't get to ask that question.
Toes getting numb. No, but what I do know is that the feet is an exit point, okay? Are they cold or just you got poor blood circulation?
I think it's poor blood circulation. It just seems to be one toe. And I had a blood work, so I don't have sugar diabetes.
Okay. Do you have a fungus under the toenail?
No.
Okay. Then send me an email and I'll forward it to Peter and John.
Okay.
Okay, because the only thing I can tell you is that, you know, and the body temperature when we're sick is lower than normal. And it stays that way until we actually get better, and then it goes slowly back. But numbness in different places, you know, it might be a temporary thing because for somehow, some way. Are you on the protocol yet?
No, I can't afford it yet. But, you know, by the end of the month, I'll financially be in a position to do it. But I do have the silver.
Okay.
And I'm taking the silver.
All right, can you order one product?
What is it? And how much?
I don't know how much it is, honey. But colostrum would be a good thing to pump into the body until you can afford the basic protocol so you're building your immune system up.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
colostrum.
$1. I don't know. But you get a discount. Okay. Just click on the picture in the protocol page. Go to the website. Mm-hmm. Find colostrum. Then you got Morg 10. See how much it costs.
Okay,
if you could afford thing, that would be the one thing.
Okay.
And it's not the most expensive thing. I think the most expensive thing would be the thymic. But let's wait until you get the whole protocol. Because it's the way to get all that shit. The cheapest possible way is when you get the whole protocol. Because he discounts like 30%.
Uh-huh.
Individual thing. All right, Marshall, how's the car?
It's hanging in there. You know, I had to spend most of my money to get it fixed, but that's okay. God will provide. I'm not worried. I'm really at peace about everything. You know, it just shows up. That's the way it works. You just have to trust God with all your heart, right?
See you later.
I found you. All right. And listen, I'm going to email you tomorrow. I'm going to call my friend right now about that material that someone asked about early on. Karen asked about the fabric.
Right.
And I will email you in the morning and send you that information, okay?
Good, no problem. See you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You.